The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Well, if you're retired, all you're going to do is bang on the drum all day,
that's
right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Good morning and welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we have special guests in the studio this morning. Retired publisher of Arizona Highways, Mr. Wynn Holden, now into his second month of retirement
after
18 years of running the Arizona Highway. Wynn, what were you doing before that? How do you get plucked for that job?
First of all, dumb luck has a lot to do with it. But I was the publisher and editor-in-chief of Phoenix Magazine for 10 years prior to that.
Okay.
And that was owned by the Lewis family, owned Channel 3 and all that. And when the Lewises were offered a tidy sum by Belo in Texas for Channel 3, they began to sell off the various pieces of the company, including the magazine. So I knew when the new owner came in, he and I had a conversation, and it was very clear that he wanted to do what I did. So I started my own little consulting thing for about 3 months and just got a phone call from the gal who was the then publisher of the magazine, Nina LaFrance, and said, I'm leaving. I'm going to San Francisco for a different job. And if you're interested, they want to talk to you about it. And I went, are you kidding? Yeah, I'm interested.
That's great. And Kelly, where were you when picked you?
Actually, I was with another publishing house that was based out in New York called Thompson Learning, working for those folks. And then actually was doing a lot of traveling for them because I had the whole Western Seaboard and then quarterly meetings back in New York. So that was a lot of traveling, and then I saw the opportunity for Arizona Highways, and I was like, oh, that would be a dream job.
Yeah, because you're an Arizona boy, right?
Yes, I am. Just wasn't born here, but raised.
Yeah, right here in the valley?
Yeah, I have to be clear, because my wife's a true native, and she gets really mad. Like, you know, you're not born here.
She's not going to give it to you. Huh? No way. All right, so y'all are owned by the state.
Correct.
Under the Department of Transportation.
Correct.
We have this event called the Great Recession, and the legislature is desperately looking for nickels under every rock it can turn. It raids the Register of Contractors Recovery Fund. It starts putting government property up for sale to get in a leaseback situation to generate cash. And every single bank account that has a government ID number on it, they start raiding. So you're sitting at your office one day. How do you find out that your bank account has just been swept?
Well,
how do you get that news?
The guy named Kevin Beastie, who runs ADOT's Legislative Affairs Group, he's a terrific guy, very bright guy, and spends the job I would never want.
Yes.
He spends all his time at the legislature. Kevin called me and said, guess what? Your fund just got reduced. And to be honest, we didn't mind, frankly. I mean, look, when you hit a situation like that, everybody's got to tighten their belt and help. And we were happy to help. Where we got a little concerned was in the preceding years, the total that they have swept is about $11 million. Now, you try to
The magazine.
Correct. Just from the magazine. You try to run a business when your funds are being swept to the tune of that level. Now, happily, we took our hit. In 11, happy to do it, help support the state's recovery, and obviously it's worked. They haven't swept us for 5 years. Now, I'm hoping there's no legislators listening this morning. Yeah.
5 years. Man, that must be a big piggy bank by now.
Actually,
I got
actually.
Monday's to-do list.
So we, and one of the reasons they haven't is we spent a lot of time. I spent a lot of time down at the legislature. I had to register as a lobbyist to go down there and help them understand why sweeping the magazine's fund was not a good thing for the state because it reduced our efficacy in providing this message to the world. And we did a study to help support that was all above board. ASU's College of Business did it that tried to quantify the economic impact of the magazine. And what they found was, and it's a very conservative number, and we wanted a conservative. We didn't want some crazy number that we couldn't support just to claim it. $66 million a year can be directly attributed in tourism spending to the magazine. People who saw a story, saw a hike, saw something, and came to Arizona, or Arizona residents and decided to go visit. We talked about Bisbee.
Oh.
Never been to Bisbee. Rosie, over 50% of the people that live in the state of Arizona have never been to the Grand Canyon.
It's a sin.
That's ridiculous.
It's an absolute sin.
So getting people out and enjoying the experience of Arizona, however they want to do it, is really what the magazine's all about.
I would have guessed a higher number. I really would have. I think that's a hugely conservative number, that y'all contribute $66 million to the state economy. Because I know how many gift subscriptions I give. I give to all my family back in Louisiana, and you know, and I know how many trips that they'll call me and they'll say, "Wow, did you see the last issue? And this, could you take me to that spot?" I mean, you're well above $66 million. We're here with Wynn Holden and Kelly Marrow from Arizona Highways. We're gonna be back talking a little bit more about the highlights of Wynn's career over the last 18 years.
That'll be a short conversation.